Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
I was never one to raise my hand, take a stand, upset the plan. But the child has grown into a man. Now the times have changed. I was content to go along, sing the safe, the careful song. Trusting right would vanquish wrong. Oh, but times have changed. I sing for peace now.
Sunday marks UN International Day of Peace, and the 5th annual Saratoga Peace Fair will be staged from noon to 4 Sunday at the Presbyterian New England Congregational Church in Saratoga Springs, New York. Part of the activities will be a special event featuring singer Tom Chapin. Chapin will create a video for peace with local vocalists and sing his song, Sing for Peace. More than 50 exhibitors will also be on hand promoting peace through environmental stewardship, fair trade, civil action, and nonviolent conflict resolution. It is a great pleasure to welcome Tom Chapin back to the roundtable. Tom, thank you very much for being with us. Always nice to speak with you.
Good morning, Joe. It's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you very much, and right back to you. I assume it's nice for you to come back to Saratoga. You seem to have a very nice relationship with the city and the people there.
Well, I do. It's one of the beautiful places in New York State, or anywhere actually. This is really an interesting thing for me because this Peace Fair has been going on for 5 years, and every year they ask me to come, and by the time they ask me, I have a gig someplace else. So instead of me coming, they've been singing one of my songs, Sing for Peace, and I didn't realize that until this year they called, and I was free, and I said, come, and they said, look, we're going to do a video of this song with everybody who's there singing it, which is going to be quite unique and fun.
So you get to do the video, and you'll be working with local vocalists, not to belittle it in any way, but it'll basically just be a sing-along, right?
Yeah, exactly. Those of us who grew up in the folk world don't think that a sing-along is anything belittling. It's the great Pete Seeger taught us all that that when you raise voices together, boy, there's a huge power in that.
Yeah, I didn't want to minimize it. What I was saying is it's like just a sing-along, because that's like a huge thing, and you're going to have everybody there, and that's very, very cool. Tell us about the song and how it came to be.
Well, it's I wrote it during the Second Iraq War, when a number of people, not just myself, but a number of Americans and people around the world say, don't go back into Iraq, you
right.
know. And so I wrote a lyric, you know, and then I sent it to my great piano player, John Cobert, and he wrote a wonderful tune to it. So I've been singing it. I recorded it on a live version of it, actually, on one of my CDs, The Turning of the Tide, and it ended the CD. And the thing about writing a song like this is that you write it basically for yourself. I mean, you know, it's not something you can sing. And when it turns out that other people are picking it up and singing it, that's about as good as it gets for someone like me, you know, who
right.
is a songwriter. And so there's a great thrill in the idea that this song has moved other people enough to want to sing it and then obviously in some form speaks to other people's ideas and what they want to say as well.
So talk a little bit about of what do you think it says to people and ultimately about peace, and especially at an event that is trying to foster peace and on a day of peace and a peace fair in Saratoga.
Well, the lyric is I was never one to raise my hand, take a stand, upset the plan. But the child has grown into a man now that times have changed. I was content to go along, sing the safe, the careful song, trusting right would vanquish wrong. Oh, but times have changed. And the chorus is, I sing for peace now. I made a vow to reach for higher ground. I sing for peace now. Peace is how we'll turn the world around. And the lyric sort of kind of says it.
Why do you think, so let's zoom out if we can. Why do you think that's so hard to achieve?
Well, I mean, I was a history major at SUNY Plattsburgh way back when. And if you look in human history, the human animal seemingly has always been a tribal situation, right. Us against them. And but if we're going to survive, and today is also, that same day on Sunday is going to be the biggest environmental march in maybe in the history of the U.S. in New York City. And my daughters are in charge of some of the music there, and they're really bummed, and I'm going to be up at a peace march, the Peace Day, up in Saratoga. So, but it's kind of funny, you know, it turns out to be exactly the same day, and a quarter of a million people or something or more will be in New York City marching for the environment. But they're very related, I think, in the sense that we are facing a world that's become smaller and smaller, and the human imprint on it has become more and more devastating in some ways. And you can talk about that as the weapons that we have, and we can talk about that as what we are doing to the environment. And so I think that there's large questions here. None of this is easy, but if we are going to survive, we're going to have to do it in together, you know. I always laugh at these survival shows on TV where the last person standing wins, and it's exactly the opposite of the way the real world works. The reason that we are here is because we do it together, and if we're going to survive, we have to do it together. And part of that is not being at war, you know, this endless wars that we are in, and part of that is taking care of this fragile environment.
Well, the 5th Annual Saratoga Peace Fair will be staged from noon to 4 Sunday at the Presbyterian New England Congregational Church in Saratoga Springs, New York. Tom Chapin's event will start around 2 o'clock. You can go to tomchapin.com for more information. Tom, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much, and have a great time in Saratoga.
What a pleasure. I'm looking forward to seeing all my friends up there. Dan Berggren is one of the singers who show up and has been singing this song, and he was a choir boy with me way back when in Grace Church, Brooklyn Heights, as kids. So it's going to be fun to see old friends. Thanks so much, Joe. I'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Thanks, Tom. Always nice to talk to you. Thank you. Again, tomchapin.com for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.